As we've watched President Obama and the Democrats and House Speaker John Boehner and the Republicans stare each other down across that proverbial line in the sand, and we see the clock keep ticking toward the sequester, a lot of frustrated voters would love a chance to sit down with those legislators and tell them what the thinking is here in the real world outside of that Washington bubble. How should Uncle Sam spend our tax dollars? Mary Kay Cartmill is going to get that opportunity this week. The Detroit area woman has been chosen to meet with legislators on Capitol Hill tomorrow to discuss priorities in the federal budget and the impact federal spending cuts would have on the poorest and most at-risk people all around the world. Mary Kate Cartmill joins us now from Washington. Hi, Mary Kate.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So tell me about your group, The One Campaign. What's your mission?
Sure. So The One Campaign is a nonpartisan organization co-founded by U2's Bono and backed by more than 3 million people around the world. And we're all joined in the fight to end extreme poverty and preventable disease worldwide. So that's our ultimate goal.
So who will you be meeting with?
So I think we probably have about 6 meetings set up. So Senator Levin, Stabenow, hopefully Representative Upton from my hometown of Kalamazoo, and Representative Dingell from Ann Arbor, where I live now.
And what is the main message? You know, I know you really want to really cut to something that will leave an impact. So what's the main message you're bringing to all these lawmakers?
So the biggest thing is that it is so important that for such a sliver of the U.S. budget, less than 1% of the U.S. budget, that we can save and improve millions of lives around the world. And I know the buzzword right now sort of is sequestration, you know, what's going to happen? And if sequestration does happen, sort of this big budget issue, mm-hmm. So the immediate impact on these impoverished people living around the world, there will be 1 million less malaria-treated bed nets distributed and 1 million less children's vaccinations. And those you know, can happen next week if the sequestration happens. And I think those things are going to have a rippling effect, you know, like that's 1 million families that are affected and 1 million jobs that mm-hmm. might not be filled. And it's really important that we keep that.
What do you say, Mary Kate Cartmill, to people who would say to you, well, the priorities in the federal budget really need to be right here at home? We have so many men, women and children here at home barely getting by or even slipping through the wide holes in the safety net. And if we see the cuts come from the sequester, it's going to be hitting us right here at home. And we have all we can do to take care of our own. What do you say to that?
Right. It's a good question, and we definitely get it a lot. And I think it's important to note that it doesn't have to be either or. We can support both here at home and abroad. And really, it comes down to sort of being, for me, a moral issue. Like, this is the right thing to do. These are millions of lives that are on the line here, and it sort of cuts to the core American values. You know, we've always been very prominent and present in these issues abroad, and also it makes really good economic sense for us. So if we're investing in these foreign aid and these development programs, we're actually creating new trading partners and we're opening up new markets, which is important for us. And also, it's been said by a lot of military personnel, I guess, that our national security is also dependent on stability abroad. So a lot of the violence and corruption that you hear about on the news abroad does come from these unstable areas. So if we start supporting them and building the infrastructure and investing in building that up, we're actually helping us out here at home. So I think those three things are really things that we can look for when people say, well, why not help out at home? Well, we are actually helping out at home when we invest in these kinds of programs.
Mary Kay Cartmill from The One Campaign, also hometown of Kalamazoo in Washington, bringing their message to Michigan's lawmakers. Thanks for talking with us today, Mary Kate.
Sure, yeah. And if anyone wants to join, please go to one.org, and you can learn all about one's issues and definitely get involved that way.